Hey guys, welcome back to FNF Podcast. This is your host, Fareedeen Fanoz, with your co-host, Farooqi. What's up, Farooqi?
Hey, yo, Fareedeen, what's good? What's good?
I'm doing great, dude. We got a very special guest. Where do I begin? So usually I give descriptions about the guests, but this one, all I have to say is damn funny, damn famous, and really awesome. That's all I have to say. So without any further ado, please welcome Zeeshan.
Hello, hey. Hello. What's up, guys?
Hello. What's up? It's good.
How are you?
I'm fine, man. Just a normal evening.
All right.
Pretty much that's it. Summer vacation's going on.
Okay. So, Zeeshan, let me just walk you through the podcast, how it works. We got four segments. Okay. First one is the basic questions that we ask you, you know, to just have like an introduction. That's it. Second segment is basically we would love to have a discussion about your topics that you're interested in.
Okay.
And the third topic is by the fans. We ask questions from the fans we got from the Instagram story. All right.
Sure.
The fourth one would be my co-host's favorite segment, which is quick fire. So we just ask like yes or no. Yeah, we just ask like yes or no type of questions. A lot of them, just so you know, understand your preference and just what you like.
I see.
That's pretty much it. All right. So in that case, let's start. The first question by me would be, where did all this TikTok start from?
The simplest answer would be quarantine. I mean, I had nothing to do, just in my room, sitting down, and then I see like all my friends watching TikTok, and I'm like, wait, what's this app? Because I never had TikTok before quarantine, so I installed the app, and then, you know, I was seeing all these trends and stuff, and then I was like, why don't I start as well? And literally, that's where it began.
So quarantine would be the reason you started TikTok.
Exactly. If there was no COVID, I mean, if there was no COVID, then there would be no TikTok.
That is true. Good side, I guess. All right. Next question.
So basically, like, you know, when you started TikTok, as you said, it's because of quarantine. Did you saw your friends watching it, or did they also start making TikToks, or like?
No, my friends, they don't make TikToks. It's in my friend circle, it's only me. The thing is, I used to scroll through Instagram, and I used to see people sending me TikTok videos, because at after a point, even Instagram used to like use TikTok videos for as their content. So I was like, why don't I start as well? Because I had nothing to do the whole day, you know. So I used to come up with random shit in my mind and just portray that in the form of a video and just post it.
Like
you said, like, you know, many of your friends didn't start making TikToks, but like now you have this TikTok friend group with Rolling with Ricky, it's Chad. Where did you meet them? Like, you know, is it from TikTok
That's actually a really good question. So me and Ricky, we started TikTok like at the same time almost. So I've been watching his videos like since I started, you know, like he probably had like maybe 1,000 followers or something. So this goes like really long back in 2020. And I used to like watch all of these people. They used to watch my videos as well. And the funny part is we met like after a year, like we knew each other for an year, but we met after like in 2021, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. So it's just the whole content creating family, you know, on TikTok. That's how we got to know each other. And then we met, and then the collabs and stuff. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Perfect. In that case, next question by me will be kind of simple. It's just for the people who are not sure about you, just to know, get to know about you. What type of content do you make?
So my content is more of brown families related stuff, you know, how Desi families are. And besides for that, I make a bit of Middle East TikToks, like Gulf related stuff. Initially, when I started, you know, that's what I used to do. I used to like just think of scenarios in school, like with the Arabic teacher and different teachers, and you know how we have different methods of cheating in exams and stuff. So that was like my initial thing, and then eventually I got into more on the brown TikTok side, you know, transitions and different enacting different scenarios which we all face at home, and I think that's what people like.
I mean, even though like most of the households, it doesn't really happen, you know, the chapel flying and stuff like that.
It doesn't, but, like, but, you know, but the way people show it, it's so funny.
Yeah, yeah. It's very stereotypical. Like you can easily recognize that it's a Indian tradition. Again.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, and like, you know, you said like obviously brown TikTok has, not brown TikTok, I mean brown content, like people like making stereotypical content, like, you know, from like quite a long back on YouTube, like a couple of Zed Ali, like Pakistani. Like
he's my favorite. I think he inspired me to make content, literally.
Yeah, okay. And basically my question was going to be, who is your inspiration?
Oh, so, wow. So I could elaborate, you know. So I've been watching Zed Ali since I was, what, maybe 12, 13. Like, I used to, like, watch all of his YouTube videos, Facebook videos, because I think he's the one who introduced the whole brown desi content thing onto social media, onto YouTube. He's the one who started all of this. And I think most of us, like, when he started, I was, obviously, I was a kid. I was in school, you know. And I think that's what inspired me, man. Like, I just wanted to recreate something that also happens in my house, and that's what I did through TikTok.
Okay, okay. So, like, you got inspired by brown Indian TikToks and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
In that case,
no, let me tell you one more thing. I mean, yeah. I know this, the same thing happens in different Desi households, but every Desi household always has like a different twist in the way it happens. You know?
Yeah, right, right.
So, you know, that's what I wanted to do. You know, like put my own twist into it. Now you can carry on.
Okay, okay. In that case, since your inspiration part was covered, next question obviously would be, actually, where do you get the ideas from? Because last episode, uh-huh. not last episode, like two episodes before, I interviewed Ahmed Shahzad. Are you?
He's my friend.
Yeah, I interviewed with him, and he was saying the same thing. You know, he started content because of quarantine, and I was like, you guys. There's a lot of similarities between pretty much everyone who creates this brown content. So, like, what's your strategy to, you know, look unique and make, you know, people interested in you?
Now that's where the difficult part comes, because it's become so common now, you know. So, to stand out, it's really difficult. I mean, I try to show the whole stereotype, but in a very different way where I can add my own touch, maybe something extra, you know. Maybe that's a small giggle or like some effect or something to make it a little different. Yeah. Oh, because no matter how creative you are, at the end of the day, your content is already done by someone else, you know, literally. Exactly. So you need to be different.
Yeah, okay. For example, like in your content, like, you know, it's very relatable because like I've met like as a kid.
Have you?
I'm sorry?
Wait, what?
Hello?
Hello,
yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. I was asking, which videos of mine have you guys watched?
I've watched many times. To be honest, like for example, the one we posted on the story as well is probably like, you know, you don't look Indian.
Is TikTok big in Qatar?
It is pretty big, but the thing is, not many content creators are here. That's the thing we're trying to do as well as trying to get more people to know, like, you know.
I think Dubai is where most of the people are.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Right. I think here, you know what? You should be the next guy here. You should come here, you know.
Come to Qatar. Yes. Bring the Dubai squad to Qatar.
Maybe if they open flights now, I might go.
Right. Yeah, right. I mean, there is a lot of TikTokers in Qatar, but like it's basically like one person in that specific genre. Like in food blogging, there must be just one person in what Indian videos, I guess. Like Indian, like brown Indian desi type of videos. I think that's one person. Frick, is anyone here in Qatar?
To be honest, I actually don't know anyone that's big who does brown TikTok. To be honest, in Qatar.
See, but then if you see it in another way, it's kind of nice that there is no competition. So like, I think you guys should start.
Yeah, that's true.
And maybe you guys could
Frick. All right. What's next?
Yeah, as you start TikTok in quarantine randomly just because you saw like a couple of your friends watching TikTok, you found the app cool. Yeah. Like, did you ever have it in your back of your mind or anywhere that you will be successful in this, or you just did it for fun?
See, I'll be honest with you, I don't call myself successful or anything, you know. It's just it just happens because everything is up to the algorithm. I just post my stuff and whatever happens, it happens next, yeah?
So, right.
Yeah, for me, it was initially, it was just keep on making content because I'm free. I have ideas and that's my main goal for now. And then once you see the likes pouring in, the comments pouring in, people messaging you, people appreciating your work, that's when it strikes you that, okay, now I have to keep on going. And that's why I'm, till today, I'm trying to make videos, but honestly, I'm like completely out of ideas.
Pretty much, yeah. I think almost every content creator at least has faced this situation once, you know, the writer's block where they have no idea what to
exactly,
do.
Yeah, exactly, man. Crazy.
All right, in that case, since you said your inspiration, how you try to be unique and stuff, pretty much every content creator has some topic they're trying to experiment with. Do you have anything that you're trying to try something new?
To experiment with? Well, I used to make a lot of dressing videos before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I used to dress up as different Bollywood actors and like they're in some popular movie.
Yes, I've seen you. You have seen that?
So I tried to experiment, you know, with some new content style, and that actually did pretty well. You know, I crossed like 150,000 views in 4 consecutive videos, like when I made that, and I was like, wow, this is doing well. But you know, to keep on doing the same thing, it becomes very monotonous and it's pretty tough.
Right.
So then after that, again, I switched to having dialogues and like a whole role play kind of thing with my mother, with me, my dad, you know, the usual brown family stuff. And now I think I've just stuck to that and maybe make transitions from time to time. But yeah, that's like my whole genre as a whole, yeah.
All right, okay. Perfect.
So, like, you see kids nowadays, many people see as inspiration now, yeah?
I don't know about that.
I mean, they do for sure, like, they want to be like, oh, I wish I could be famous. Like, you know, like, kids say it, you know? Like, for example, like, kids nowadays start TikTok or any social media platforms just thinking they're going to be, like, successful or like only for money. They're like only caring for money, the fame.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, that's in their mind. That's it nowadays. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a kid myself, obviously, so I don't know what I'm saying as kids, but like...
how old are you guys?
15, I mean, like...
Oh, you both are 15? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so basically, like, do you think people should start social media for fun or, like, thinking for money and fame only? Or they should do it as
No, if it's money and fame, please don't start anywhere. And when you don't end up anywhere, you're just going to feel more depressed in life, you know?
That is true. Yeah.
So you like how you guys are having this podcast. I mean, yeah, it's a nice initiative. But like, if your aim is only to make money out of this and stuff, I mean, it doesn't happen. You need to like grow your platform. You know?
Right. That is true. I guess what was I trying to say? When Fergie said this, one thing that popped in my mind was. Long ago, like not long ago, like I think last year, or day before, like the year before that, I forgot which university it was, but this university conducted this test, asking kids, what they want to be when they grow up. So usually before, it used to be like astronaut, or police, or fireman, someone like that. But this time, it's all. I want to be a YouTuber, or like a gamer, or like a TikToker.
I don't know. I think it's perceived as a very easy thing now in today's digital world.
I mean, for me, myself, when I first started at YouTube, I was like, "This is gonna be easy, just camera, that's it." But then once you start, then that's when you like, you know, appreciate like these bigger people.
You get very impatient with all the clout. You know, like you just want all the views and everything rapidly. Yeah. You know? Doesn't work like that.
Yeah, that is true.
Exactly, okay. Fordine. I said that because basically him over here, he started like 5 different pages and like literally you started making posts and he stopped in like less than a month and I'm like, what? Why?
Wait, on YouTube?
No, not on YouTube. He had a YouTube channel, he had Instagram pages. He just tried different things, but he didn't see views coming and he just stopped.
But
freaking...
at least he started. Like that's the first step. I mean, appreciate that fact.
Faruk, stop him. Exposing me, please. No, like, he is true. Like, I started like 6-7 different type of styles. Like, one was interior designing, one was gaming. But then I
it's
found
nice,
out,
man. Like, honestly, at 15, I had no clue. I was literally on FIFA the whole time.
Hey, FIFA.
But like, when I was saying, yeah, you know what? You're right. At the same time, my brother, he's like, what, 10 years old or 9 years old right now? He's already going to YouTube. He's making videos. He's making gaming videos. And I was like, when I was 9 years old, I was probably playing with some cars, Hot Wheels, I guess. Like,
my cousins who are around, I think, what, 9-10 years old as well, they make Roblox videos and they post it on YouTube and TikTok. Like, I mean, they literally screen record their, there's something on the PS. I don't know what it is. So they actually make tutorials and gaming videos and stuff. I mean, in a way, that's actually good because it's a skill at the end of the day which you acquire, you know? That skill at the age of 10, 11, it's amazing.
I mean, before, let's say 15-year-olds were like making YouTube, now it's 10-year-olds. Future holds, like, let's say 5-year-olds actually starting vlogging.
Bro, kids at the age of 3, 4 have iPads and stuff. That's where it all starts, man.
Start vlogging. Oh, today I woke up and I
you won't be surprised. Today
changed my diaper.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is true.
But like, if you see, like, kids, obviously it's a good thing kids are going, because nowadays a lot of parents give their phones to kids to watch YouTube. For example, if you see a few years ago, I saw the richest YouTuber was a kid. He's called Ryan's Toy Reviews. I was like,
I know. Oh, you wouldn't believe it. I have watched his videos, and I'm just like, what's this kid doing?
He earns money. That's it.
Like, exactly.
Humans.
Imagine earning millions when you're 7.
I mean,
wait, that gets 7?
Kudos to the parents, you know, actually started the whole thing.
That is true.
Sure.
I mean, for the parents to believe in a kid who's like, what, 4 or 5 at that age, and you're training him to, you know, do videos, that takes a lot of effort, not gonna lie.
It's a good idea because nowadays many kids like who are just like, you know, 2-3 years old, they're always on YouTube. I don't know. Do you know how to go to YouTube and search something?
This whole industry of market for like videos for kids is a really, really big thing because every kid has an iPad and a phone now. So like let's say, for example, take Peppa. At least millions of kids watch that. Millions of kids. You know? So if you have your own animated channel or whatever, imagine how many views you'll get. Yeah, no one's gonna know who you are, who's behind the camera, who the fuck are you? Yeah. No one knows that. But like, exactly. You're making money.
That is true, yeah. Like, the kids' market is just like a huge area. Like, forget that, like, you're getting basically free views. For example, what is it called? This TikTok. I'll just go back to TikTok because that's
your area. Sure.
Yeah.
Rolling with Ricky and these people, I'm not gonna lie. Truth was, my brother was the one who showed me you guys. Like, Ahmed Shahzad, Rolling with Ricky. My brother, who's just 10 years old, he was the one who was like, yo, these guys are lit.
Are you from Kerala?
Yes, I'm from Kerala.
Not me, though. Like his video.
Wait, where are you from? Yeah, I'm from Hyderabad.
I'm from Bangalore.
Bangalore.
South.
Pretty close.
I'm not Bangalore, though. I just live in Bangalore.
Okay.
Bangalore is just basically like a trip destination for all Maldives. Just go for there. No reason.
And the universities.
Yeah, Bangalore universities are sick.
Yeah.
Is there anyone from Hyderabad who's famous in Dubai? I don't think so. There's no one famous from Hyderabad.
I don't know, man. I don't go ask some people like from
Hyderabad. Okay. You know what? Let's just cool down. Okay. Next question. I want to finish the question so we can go into the more.
Sure. Go ahead.
The question. Next question. Yeah. What are the tips you would give to new beginners in TikTok?
Oh, tips. Just keep creating content, man. Screw everyone. Just make what you want to.
Consistency.
Consistency. Exactly. Consistency. I mean, don't make something which, you know, won't do good and then you just keep on making it. I mean, you gotta change things up.
The thing is, I don't think that rule applies to Fat Kaleem.
Fat Kaleem, man.
Oh my god. Yeah, we got him on the show as well. Like,
oh, really? You got Fat?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
His quotes are very philosophical.
Fahd is like the most randomest guy. One day he called me, he's like, Zeeshan, I'm coming to your house. Because that time he had some trend going on, okay? Like, with some look. Basically, he shows your look-alike. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He puts your lookalike picture, and there's a whole transition. So he calls me. He's like, Zeeshan, you look like this guy. I'm coming to your house in like 10 minutes. You want me to take you? I'm going to come shoot this video. I'm like, okay, fine.
Okay. Oh, my God.
So man gets like 30, 40K views and he dips.
Yeah, but like after getting on the show, I'm like, yo, there's a lot of... Like the stuff he says on the spot is just awesome.
Crazy.
All right, back to what you said, consistency.
Yeah, sure. Okay, cool.
I'm so sorry. You were saying something? You can go on.
No, it's fine. Continue.
Okay, so I was saying consistency. That's a key that you said.
Consistency, pretty much every, yes.
Yeah. Pretty much everywhere, like every person I ask, like who's famous in content creation industry, says the same answer, consistency.
Yeah.
Okay, here's one small question. I think it's like a mind twiddle, I guess. Okay, what do you think is important? Quality or quantity?
Initially, quantity.
Okay. See, right now you would say quality.
See, if you have zero followers on any platform, okay?
Okay.
And you make some really amazing video with some great effects and stuff, trust me, there's a 9 out of 10 chance that won't even cross 2,000 views. All right?
That is true. Yeah.
So, either you're really, really good at something where your video is like boosted, yeah. Otherwise, you need to build up. Like my first few videos, maybe my first, I think I got like my first 100K probably after like a 10 to 12 videos. I had to keep on making stuff.
Okay.
All right.
Wait, you said 10K?
I said 100K.
100K in 10 to 12 videos?
No, I'm saying that I reached my first 100K views.
Okay. Oh, views. Okay.
Around my 12th or 13th video, so I had to like keep on making videos, you know. That's and the other ones did like trash, like what 3K, 4K. That's it.
We're like hearing this, and we're like, that sounds good.
We got happy with 50 views. Come on.
No, on TikTok it's a different thing. And TikTok your videos are like always are gonna do well.
Yeah, that is true.
Guys, one second. Back to the kids topic real quick. I just saw this. Baby Shark has 9.1 billion views.
Oh, like, you have no billion. Idea how many times billion, I've seen my cousins dance to Baby Shark to Grandma Shark. Oh, bro.
I memorized the whole song. I'm not even going to buy it. I mean, there's nothing to memorize anyway.
Steps, what do you want?
Yeah, I mean...
you got competition. Oh my god. Baby Shark, 9.8 billion.
Billion?
Billion, yes. Billion. Oh. It's the most viewed video on YouTube.
I mean, kids won't stop coming. So like, obviously.
That is true. I mean, one other thing is, you get free views, basically. Kids watch the first part of it, they lay their iPad somewhere. The video's just going to keep on going. Especially like on YouTube, there's this autoplay.
And the thing with kids is, kids don't judge. Like a kid will not judge. Oh my god, this guy's so... His top content is cringe or something. They don't judge. So they only watch what they see. You know?
Oh. And that is so
they keep on
true.
They keep on making videos. They keep that on watching true. Videos.
Yeah. Kids don't judge. That is true. Okay, so in that case...
I'm going to go and move on to a topic where Fordine should step out completely because it's football.
So he does not watch football?
No, I'm a massive football fan over here. Nice one, what club do you support, by the way?
Liverpool FC, bro, all day.
I'm an AC Milan supporter. Absolutely.
Oh, AC Milan. That means you're a real one. You watch football.
Yeah. I am a loyal fan. I don't switch my teams like Juve fans, you know, switch to Ronaldo.
I don't even know what's happening with AC Milan. What's even happening with AC Milan? Like, how is it transferring, though?
They're pretty garbage, to be honest. I mean, we lost Donnarumma. This is for free to PSG.
True. That's
PSG. What do you think about PSG doing all this?
That's my team.
Money speaks, man. Money speaks. If you have the money, anything is possible. And the worst part is, I mean, the best part is they all came for free, half of them.
Yeah.
Oh, that is true.
Ramos.
Messi
came for free.
Messi came for free. Barcelona messed up. They messed up everything with the finances and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that is true. I'm just going to say, because I don't want to say anything else. Wait, are you into cars? Just asking. I'm not gonna talk about it, but into cars.
Cars? No, not really.
Nice. This is my guy.
No.
What cars do you wanna? No, I mean, ask me.
No, just like what type of car do you like? What car is your favorite car? You know, anything like that.
Favorite car? Okay, so I don't really have like a favorite car, but I'm really into limousines, like especially the Hummer limousine. I love those.
Okay.
I'm into limos. Yeah. Like it doesn't matter which car model is it. I just like the whole design, everything.
So limo guy. All right. Okay. Yeah, you know what? I don't want to steal Faruqi's.
Who cares? Don't ask me about cars. I failed my road test 2 days back.
Okay. What are you gonna do?
I should be driving right now, man. Crazy.
You got this. Good luck on the next test. No
worries. Thanks, man.
All right, let's not steal Faruqi's spotlight. Let's go back to football.
Sure.
As you said, you're a Liverpool fan. I have not witnessed this match because I was born in this year, 2005.
3-3, huh? Istanbul.
Did you watch it?
No, man. I was like about 4.
Oh, okay. Oh, but
my dad watched the match, and he just told me about the whole atmosphere and stuff. I mean, he was at home, but yeah.
I'm a Milan fan, but I have to admit it. That's a crazy final right there.
Crazy final. And that Milan team was like some OG team, man. Insane team.
Kaká, Shevchenko, Pirlo, Maldini. Oh my God. Just legends everywhere you look.
Exactly.
But we did get a revenge 2 years later.
okay.
I mean, what Ancelotti said was like, AC Milan played better in Town 5, but Liverpool won. But Liverpool played in Town better in Town 7, but AC Milan won. That's what he said. But like,
mm-hmm. Honestly, I really don't know what happens. What's happening in Syria? I have no clue about the.
It's fine. Italian no one league. Knows. I mean, we qualified for Champions League. Yeah, I mean, everyone is mostly, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, we qualified for Champions League now after like 8 years.
Oh wow! I mean, you guys won't really, you know, do much, but yeah.
Come on, we'll be you guys in the group. We have Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Oh wow!
Whoa,
Zlatan's right here, done.
Yeah, he's 40.
Zlatan's over.
Yeah, but he still bagged 17 goals last season.
I mean, it's Serie A, man. Anyone can.
Come on.
Oof! Do I hear heat?
I mean, I can't argue. I mean, Serie A is nowhere near compared to Premier League, obviously. So there is. No
but of course, AC Milan has its whole legacy and stuff. It's an amazing team.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that a team who has won the second most Champions League didn't qualify for Champions League.
I think you're the first Indian who I know supports AC Milan.
I think I'm the first guy I know who supports AC Milan in Qatar. No one supports this team. Everyone's either a Man U fan, Barcelona.
I don't think anyone's
going to be a Barcelona fan.
In the Middle East, it's all Real Madrid, Barcelona.
Yeah,
those teams dipped like big time.
True. After Ronaldo left, after Messi left, I don't think
they're going to be. Exactly.
Okay, the most common question in football, Ronaldo or Messi?
Messi any day.
Exactly.
It's not even a question.
Oof, all the Ronaldo fans are going to, you know, leave the recording right now.
Ronaldo, legend, Messi, legend. But when you talk football, you got to be honest with yourself. It has to be Messi.
To be honest, I find both of them really good. But if you know football, you know Messi is better. I mean, it's kind of obvious.
It doesn't mean if I say Messi, Ronaldo's bad. No, they're equally.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Legends. But Messi has the edge, you know?
Yeah, it's like personal preference. Yeah. So. Alright, in that case, I'm just gonna end it off quick so that we can go back to, you know, fan questions and other segments.
Yeah, right? cool.
Fan questions, I heard was pretty much
nothing. Okay, one question, that's kind of related to football. It's, are you gonna come to Qatar for the FIFA?
For the World Cup. Actually, my family, they were planning.
Ooh.
Let's see, man. Hopefully the...
Yeah.
This whole flight issue is a big problem. You have to go
through...
Via countries and stuff, so
yeah. Just saying, last week I took like a long trip, just a road trip, And bro, okay. The stadiums.
The stadiums? Here,
oh my god. Like, first of all, in the pictures, they don't seem that big, but in real life, when you like, go past it, it's mm-hmm. huge. And the way so they
you guys, you guys would be going for the games, right?
If you're obviously, we have to. I mean,
we have to take this chance. If you come here, you should visit us.
Yes. For sure, for sure.
Do a live recording.
All right. So, TikToks since just in the stadium.
Yes. All right, in that case, let's move.
Okay, before we move on to fan questions, just saying all the fan questions are very weird. It's all about, you know, you look good, basically. Oh, okay, so I mean, if you're uncomfortable, just tell us already.
I'll be like, pass.
Yeah, just say pass. Okay, the first question is very weird. It's from an account called Noodles. The question is, do you like noodles? Literally. I mean, okay.
Yes, I love Maggie.
Oh, okay. Cool. I mean, who doesn't like Maggie? Like, Maggie is like...
Exactly. But it's the Indian Maggie, yeah, the masala one.
Yeah,
the ones here are like, they're like plain. I like the Indian one.
There's a lot of flavors and shit. That's good, yeah.
All right.
Next question, again, by Noodles, is...
Oh, my God.
Okay, you know, I'll ask you two questions, just answer in one time, I guess. First question would be, because there's a lot, so I just want to cover it quick. Yeah. So first question would be, does he like dad jokes and how to be funny?
Dad jokes. Bro, I can take any joke. I am a guy, I love dark humor as well.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, next question, how to be funny?
How to be funny. I don't know.
Just be free, Dean.
Noodles.
Noodles. Just be yourself, man. Yeah, noodles. You can watch my videos, but just be yourself. Otherwise,
noodles. I'm just gonna say a couple of questions, like how the weird questions I'm gonna quickly just ask. Okay, I'm just gonna say real quick.
Don't answer them,
so,
by the way.
Yeah. Why is he so cute? Why is he so handsome? Is he single? Single. He's so cute, please.
Is he single?
So cute. Is he single? Come on.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Guys, he's single.
You guys know where
hearing the podcast, hit me up, yeah?
We got you. We'll put your, what is it called, Instagram details bottom.
So yes, please.
All right, next question. What's your secret behind being cute and hot at the same time? I guess what? Maggie?
It is not Maggie. It is my mama kapyar.
Oh,
my mother's love. That's always okay. You know, taking care of me and stuff. So that's why I'm cute, you know?
Shout out to your mother.
Oh, yes. Shout out to her.
All right. Next question again, by the same person. What does he do except for being so cute? We can skip.
Someone loves you a lot.
he is suffering doing engineering. That's
Okay. Next question is, who is your celebrity crush? Student.
Yeah. Unfortunately, man.
Who is your celebrity crush?
Oh, Tara Sutaria, the Bollywood actress.
Okay. From what was the movie that she did? Student of the Year 2. All right. What else? I'm just trying to find good questions. Okay, how old are you?
I am currently 19, turning 20 in about less than 2 months. Yeah.
Okay,
same guy asks, how tall are you? I mean, he wants to know what you are, basically. How old are you?
I am 181 centimeters.
Tall guy.
Nice.
Which must be, I think, six foot, I think.
Yeah, somewhere about, 6 foot. Okay.
I'm somewhere between 5'11 and 5'6", like 5'11.5-ish.
Okay. All right, perfect. Next, by the same person again. Okay, he got your age, you got your height. I have a Harish.
Harsh.
Oh, Harsh. I don't know. I'm sorry. Harsh.Jane13. Okay.
That person. Okay.
He's asking, are you living in India? I'm pretty sure this guy's a sniper or something, trying to find you.
Am I what?
Living in India.
No, I live in Dubai, bro.
Yeah, come on.
Dubai gang, let's go. Where do you live? Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
No.
Where in Dubai?
Nope.
Everyone will pull over. Okay.
Ding, ding.
He is Muslim, right? Okay, I don't know why that. Okay.
Yes, he is Muslim.
Okay, he is Muslim.
He is.
Okay, I can't believe, would you ever like to visit Pakistan? Same person asks.
Oh, yeah, I would. I would love to.
Okay, next question. Who is his best friend?
Who is my best friend? Pass, please pass.
Oh, pass. Rolling with Ricky Ahmed. Everyone listening right now.
Ooh, some heat. Okay, next. You know what? That's it. That's pretty much all the non weird ones. Yeah. Oh wait, he looks good. His this is a statement. Okay, so like you don't have to say anything. He looks so good while being in Math Rajesh.
It's his character in the math video.
So I think the person reads that in that video, even though I'm like the teacher.
The math one. Yeah. Where are you from? Okay. Sweet. Perfect. What else? That's it.
So now we move on to the final segment before final we end it. Final segment. It's the quick fire to get to know you more, basically.
Damn.
So let's get straight into it.
And that's the first question.
Yeah.
All right. So the first question will be iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Oh my God. Man, this has been 16 episodes and everyone's saying iPhone. What is this, Faruqi?
Yeah. But okay, there is another question, but this was only one person said this. PS4 or Xbox?
PS4.
Oh, okay. You're with the majority. Oh. Who was that, Ferdinand? Who was that one person who said Xbox?
I have no idea. But if you say it, I don't want to expose the person. That's the thing. I think you don't want to expose the
person. That was only one person that said Xbox.
Xbox dead.
It's
PS4 now. PS5 now.
PS5, yeah.
PS5 as well, yeah. My bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, right. Favorite movie.
Favorite movie, yeah.
Favorite movie would be... Zindagi Na Mili Dobara, Bollywood movie.
Okay, so like a Bollywood type. Okay.
You watch.
You're not a Hollywood guy. Do you like Hollywood?
I do watch Hollywood movies as well. But
are you
Hollywood.
Marvel fan?
Marvel fan? Honestly, I'm not much into this whole Marvel DC thing. If the movie is there, I just go and watch.
Not again.
He's exactly like me.
I don't get the hype. Oh my God, Doctor Strange's new movie. Oh my God, Avengers. Oh my God,
exactly,
Iron Man.
Exactly.
No one cares.
Exactly. Exactly, Ferdinand. Exactly.
Okay, now I feel offended. Now I actually feel offended. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Stick to football. Football is the best. Nothing else.
Exactly. Thank you, bro.
I don't like this.
All right. Honestly, I didn't even like the Avengers movie. I literally slept half the movie, last one.
Wait, are you saying you slept? No. You're not saying this. Are you serious?
Literally half the movie, I didn't know what was happening until the end where shows up and they're all just killing each other. I don't know what's happening there.
Okay, you're going to make me have a mental breakdown right now, but I'm going to control.
With Fahad Kalim. Fahad Kalim apparently is a big Marvel fan. And this guy...
Oh, yeah, that guy... Awesome. Yeah.
Oh, Fahad.
Ferdinand is non-stop talking about him with Marvel, and I'm there and I'm like, dying. I'm like, shut up already.
I think that's like us and us and football.
Yeah,
yeah. Exactly,
I think it's like my payback, I guess, like my revenge, I guess. Karma. I don't like this. Okay, next question. What's your favorite genre of music, or what's your favorite music that you're listening to right now, currently?
Okay, so when it comes to English songs, I listen to only the mainstream songs. I'm not into like this artist, that artist, but I'm more of like I like pop. And Bollywood, literally everything. I can listen to any song, but I'm more of like, you know, the slow songs type of guy.
Oh, okay. So it's just like, what is it called? Ahmed Shahzad. He also really liked
it. I don't know, I think like every Desi is like, those songs, like, they hit deep, man. Like, you just
they do.
Listen to
them. Like, the only thing I don't get is like some people put these sad music in restaurants. I'm like, bro, we kinda have like eat. Like,
bro,
sad
I went to freaking Sarvana Bhavan once, okay?
Basic.
And they had like this some South Indian song, so slow, like someone literally died, like I'm at a funeral or something, you know? my dad had the audacity to go to the counter and be like, oh, what's this music?
What's this music? Wait, did he change it?
Yes,
that's the question.
They did.
Oh, shit. Customer satisfaction. Terrible.
Exactly.
Alright.
Okay. Dream vacation. Oh, my bad.
Sorry, not to go on. Dream
Vacation. What, you know, ask about whatever that place. I don't know about that place. Wait, what is that?
You don't know?
Of course, I know. I love it. I'm a South Indian. Come on.
Is it there in Qatar?
Of course. Yeah, obviously.
Wait, what is it? Which one?
Dude, the one in this mall called Safari or somewhere like that.
Is it in Wakra as well?
I have no idea.
It's a South Indian restaurant. You get like dosa.
What is it called? Dosa. I know a restaurant from Qatar. That's the only place I eat dosas from. That's why.
I don't know. Does it also have Bharat written in his name or something? No. This is Furuki. What are you talking about?
I don't know, man.
Yo, this is only for me and
Zishan. I think you guys better go.
Furuki, I'll take you.
It's not the one. Okay.
Next, dream vacation.
Dream vacation would be Spain.
Spain? Let's go find something different. Okay, nice. Well, usually everyone's like Maldives. Oh my God, everyone.
Bali.
Maldives, Bali.
The water. I think Spain because it's very inspired from my favorite movie. How they went to Spain and with their friends and stuff. Ibiza, please, something
Ibiza,
like
that.
Yeah. Alright, next. What's your favorite meal of the day? Dinner, breakfast, or lunch?
I think lunch.
Lunch? Okay, what type of lunch?
Yeah. What type of lunch? Anything what to cuisine? Do with... I'm a meat lover. Okay, so yeah, anything with chicken, mutton, I'm up for it, man. Like,
I'm up for it.
Be it biryani or like some nice desi curry or something. I love those. All right,
perfect.
Okay, we end it off, one more question: favorite food or favorite snack, whatever.
Favorite food or favorite snack.
Anything that stands out other than others.
I love pizza. It's my favorite.
I know it's very
mainstream.
No, it's probably had
like many people tell you that, but it has to be pizza. It calms me. I think Pizza Hut over here.
Pizza Hut.
I know it's mainstream. But like they have like this cheese crust thing over here. It's too good.
The thing is, they removed it in Qatar. It's so annoying. It's not there anymore.
I had it like long time ago when I went to Dubai for visiting my cousin and stuff. Yeah, but yeah.
Wait, so where in Qatar are you guys? Doha?
Yeah. There's basically Doha.
There's barely any places, Doha. Trust me. Doha's where
just Doha. Now that I think about it, I don't know any other place besides for Doha. So I'm like,
Qatar is tiny.
No, I actually lived in Dubai for 9 years. So I'm like,
you did? Why did you move?
I was born. My dad works here. So you know what? I was like, let's go back. I was born there. I was raised up there. So like, it's my land. I love Dubai for some reason.
How's life there? Like, your friend circles, like, there'll be so many mutuals. Everyone knows each other.
Oh my God. So yeah, basically, you go any major mall here, you'll at least see one of your friends. For sure. Yeah. The next thing.
Because the thing in Qatar is... Like,
I'm sorry for
you. Hangout places are very common, you know. Everyone goes there, basically. There is no specific areas, you know, people go. Like, mm-hmm. The malls are the only thing that's, you know, where people will go. Malls, everything in Qatar.
And pretty much everything else, which is posh and expensive. So, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So like, Qatar must be an expensive ass place, huh?
And,
Every single Qatari is rich.
yeah, exactly.
True. So, I'm on like some rich guy's podcast right now.
No, we're like the normal
guys. We're the normal people. The Qataris are rich. Everyone's rich over here.
Yep. Like,
I think one thing that I see different from Qatar and Dubai is I would say Qatar is a bit more quiet and peaceful than Dubai compared to Dubai.
Dubai is like it's like a race against time, you know. Everyone wants to get there in time, and everyone's just into the work and stuff. So it is a really quick place.
That is 100% true. For example, like I don't know, for some reason these two cities always give me like this hustle type of mentality, like, you know, go work or something like that. New York and Dubai. These two have some kind of like work, go do something.
I have been to New York as well. I can 100% agree with you. It is, the mentality of people is like very similar.
Yeah, because
you can even tell with the buildings and the skyscrapers and stuff, you know, how it is.
I lived in Crown Plaza, right next to the Eminem store. And the thing is, the moment the Eminem store, because that was like the only where, like, that's the only place I went. The only thing I regret is I didn't go outside New York, but like, yeah. The point was, like, every time you leave, you just see people just walking there and there. Like, it's just a like, quick speed, fast.
It is.
Dubai, but then Dubai, there's a lot of places where you can spend and have fun.
You can, yeah. Dubai is, it's limitless opportunities, to be honest. Now that the expo also is coming here, you know, it's a great opportunity.
Oh, yeah, expo. Yeah. You know what? I think it's about like 1 hour time. We've been talking for like 55 minutes. Like,
chill, man. That's awesome.
First of all, before we end, can you please give a shout out to your channel, please?
Where they can find you, wherever.
Yes.
With okay. So, guys, follow me on Instagram. On TikTok, you know my name, Zeeshan Barmeda, and I hope the ads are like linked somewhere on the podcast.
We'll put it on the description box.
Cool.
All right.
Will you start YouTube? By the way, just last question.
Very good question. I actually am starting YouTube. I have my I've got my channel ready. I've got my banner ready.
Does anyone know about this?
No, I haven't told anyone.
This is exclusive content
on your podcast.
Please, you can only hear it here.
And the best part is I also have like this I won't say fan, I also like a friend. He watches my videos and he reached out to me and he's like, I'll edit your videos for free. And I think that's a great gesture by him. So I also got a good editor.
That's great.
But yeah,
right, honestly, so everything's set.
For me, YouTube is like I'm at zero right now. So it's something I would answer as a person who started TikTok. Like what I mean is, you know how I started TikTok with zero followers? That's where I'm on YouTube now.
So you're on ground zero right now.
No, I'm on ground zero.
But like to be honest, you got like a simple head start, I guess, since you're famous on.
I don't know. I feel like TikTok followers aren't as loyal as YouTube.
True, definitely. Oof, you know? I feel like YouTube is very hard to grow.
It is hard to grow on YouTube unless you're like very different. Because even myself, I don't really know what content people will like. So I'm gonna experiment with different stuff, and I hope it gets to somewhere.
Hopefully,
inshallah.
Inshallah. Thank you.
Sure. All right. In that case, time to end it. Let me just say thanks to the viewers. Thank you so much for watching. If you like this video, go hit the like button, add us to your playlist on Spotify. And until the next video, which is releasing Friday, see you guys later. Peace. Goodbye. You guys want to say bye at the same time? We say bye and go, all right? So 3, 2, 1, go.
Bye.
You know, it never works, but like, this one's really good.